Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast with Liam Williams. I've had a little bit of a break recently as there have been some major changes going on behind the scenes, but I'm back for 2026. Some of those major changes include increasing the ability to deliver some great stories for you. That's also going to mean a lot more exclusive content and engaging content on Patreon. So if you would like more of the podcast, make sure you head over there. Thank you to everyone that has already signed up and is supporting the podcast. If you're a patron, you're listening to this a week before anybody else. So thank you for your support. Today's story is entitled Late Night Delivery. Thunder rattled the windows of Jake's third floor apartment, the storm turning Melbourne's streets into rivers. More and more, these types of storms had run through the city. Just last month, on one of his regular trips to visit the sauna, he had driven along Punt Road where three lanes of traffic had converged into one to avoid the flooding taking place. But tonight he was home, sitting on his couch in only his briefs. The apartment was, at this point, only lit by a few candles. The power had gone out yet again. While that created a cozy atmosphere, it meant that instead of binging his latest sitcom obsession, Jake was absently browsing through Grindr, knowing that it would be a pointless exercise. Guys on the app were flaky enough, even without something bordering a monsoon occurring outside. Jake had been itching to get out and get social tonight. He had even skipped dinner earlier to ensure that he was in tip-top shape should any action occur. But the storm had dashed those plans, and now, as it neared 10 p.m, the feeling of his hole needing to be filled was quickly replaced by the need to fill his stomach. It rumbled as he switched from Grindr to Uber Eats. He smirked at the app-centric life of the modern single gay man, swiping from one app that fulfilled a hedonistic urge to another, both designed to bring just what you wanted to your door. Thank God his phone had enough battery life left. As he tapped on Rebel Pizza, his usual supplier, he heard a knock at the door. He paused and looked over his shoulder. Jake wasn't expecting anyone, and even if he was, they would have needed to buzz from the lobby to get into the building. A second knock followed shortly after. "Pizza!" came the voice from the other side of the door. Jake looked at his phone again, wondering if he had already ordered tonight and somehow forgotten, or if the rebels just knew him well enough to get ahead of his tapping finger. No, neither of those was possible. After the third knock, Jake stood up and walked over, knowing that he would have to redirect this mistake. As he opened the door, his prepared apology failed to escape him. Standing in the doorway was a soaked delivery guy, a distractingly handsome soaked delivery guy. Jake guessed he was in his early 20s, standing in front of him with wet, black hair plastered down against his high cheekbones, backlit by the emergency lighting of the building's hallway. Jake's eyes wandered quickly over his body, noting the name tag which read Marco, and also noting the way the red polo shirt clung to the lean frame beneath the wet fabric. "Apartment 3B?" Marco asked with a heavy accent, his eyes darting, reminding Jake that he was only wearing his briefs. Jake wondered if the slight raising of the corners of Marco's mouth represented amusement or interest. "Sure is, but I... thank goodness. I first went across the road, but it was the wrong building. The app crashed when the power went out, so I figured it must be 3B here. I am soaking." "It's really coming down out there, right?" Jake continued to make conversation, if only to allow him a little longer to admire this man. "Yeah, and the buzzer didn't work downstairs, so I followed someone else in. Hope that's okay." Marco smiled up at Jake. "It certainly is." Marco ran a hand through his hair, shaking it slightly. Drops of water fell from the long strands. If this wasn't already my last delivery of the night, it would be now. A shiver passed over his body as he looked up at Jake, blinking rain from his long lashes. "Supreme with extra sausage, right?" Jake felt himself locked onto the dark, engaging eyes of this handsome man who had mysteriously turned up on his doorstep. "That's it. Why don't you bring it in, warm up a bit before you head back out?" Jake stood aside, opening the door a little further. He took the box from Marco's hand and the delivery guy stepped forward, sliding his shoes off as he entered. Jake heard the squelch of the soaked sneakers sliding from his sodden feet. Sorry you got caught out in that. I must seem like an asshole for ordering in on a night like tonight. Jake knew that it wasn't his pizza, but he could sense that Marco didn't seem to mind ending his night here. A little. I just hope I don't catch a cold from these wet clothes. The lamps in the corners of the living room flickered on as Jake shut the apartment door. Well, now that we have power, how about I throw that shirt in the dryer for you? Jake took a step closer to Marco as he slid the pizza onto the coffee table. It's the least I can do. I am the reason you're so wet, after all. Marco smiled up at Jake again. The fact that he didn't back away confirmed that Jake's movement was not unwanted. Marco gripped the bottom of his shirt and in one quick movement slid it up over his head. Jake traced the lines of his toned torso, the lamplight just enough to cast enticing shadows which accentuated the shape of his musculature. "It's dripping on the carpet," Marco said softly, regaining Jake's attention. Jake noticed the garment hanging from Marco's finger. He reached out and took it. "Thanks. Let me get that in the dryer for you." "My pants are just as wet." Marco held onto the shirt, halting Jake's departure. Jake smirked. Now he knew he had read the situation right. "Well, maybe I should dry those too." "Then I would fit the dress code of the apartment, I guess." Marco's eyes wandered over Jake's scantily clad body. All Jake could do was smile as Marco undid the belt on his trousers and lowered them to the floor, revealing his own pair of bulging briefs. After sliding them off his feet along with his socks, Marco tossed the pile to Jake, who caught it all with the polo shirt in his hands. "I'll get these going. Should I come back with a beer? That large pizza is more than I need to eat tonight." "Sure." Marco stepped away from Jake, making himself comfortable on the couch. Jake turned, quickly walking to throw Marco's clothes in the dryer before grabbing two drinks from the fridge. "I'm Jake, by the way," he said as he sat beside Marco. "Marco," he accepted the beer. "Big night?" Jake fell back into the small talk, unsure of how quickly Marco wanted this to progress. "Yeah, no one's headed to a restaurant on a night like this. It's definitely a night for staying in. I was originally planning to head out, but that wasn't going to happen. Then it got so heavy that no one was likely to come over." Jake opened the pizza box. "Yeah, only people like me stuck out in the weather." Marco reached for a slice without hesitation. "Again, I'm sorry about that." "It's okay. The big tip on the order helped." For a moment, Jake felt bad about stealing someone's pizza. But as Marco leaned back and the lamplight hit the sizable bulge between his legs, Jake confirmed his decision was in his own best interest. "I hope the pizza and the beer is helping to make up to you as well." The men sat in silence for a moment, eating the pizza, Jake eating slightly more slowly than Marco. "A bit late to order dinner, isn't it?" Marco asked as he picked up a second slice. "I lost track of time." Jake wondered if he should drop a hint that he hadn't eaten because he was a bottom, hoping to get his hole used tonight. Marco was giving top energy, and his damp briefs presented something worthy of Jake's fasting efforts. "And pizza isn't really the meal to eat if you're looking for someone to come over, is it?" Marco teased, a smirk slowly spreading across his face as he turned to Jake. The movement brought them a little closer together, and Marco's knee brushed against Jake's thigh. "Yeah, that too." Jake felt a little shiver across his skin at the contact. This was really happening. With a flicker, the lights went out again, plunging the apartment back into darkness. "Oh, damn, now the dryer's stopped," Jake said, glancing over his shoulder towards his laundry cupboard. "I'm in a rush." Jake felt Marco's finger slide over his thigh. His pulse picked up in response. They instinctually turned to face each other on the couch. Jake reached out, tracing his fingers up Marco's arm to his strong shoulders. He slid slowly over his sculpted pecs, through the sparse hair between the muscles. Marco's hand slid a little higher as Jake found one of Marco's nipples and slid a finger around the hardening bud. A sigh escaped from the shorter man as the intent behind their contact increased. Marco's hand slid between Jake's legs, urging one of them up and over his own. Jake allowed himself to be guided by the top, opening his legs as Marco probed further between them. He felt his hand rub against the fabric beneath his balls as his cock began to grow and stretch his briefs. Jake's own hand slid around Marco's body, gripping his side and pulling the younger man towards him. Their lips met softly at first, before the hunger overtook them. Their lips parted, tongues darting against each other, the taste of pizza and beer still strong. Jake moaned into the connection, his dick now straining at his briefs as Marco's hand continued to roam between his legs and his tongue explored the area between his lips. Marco's other hand moved quickly, gripping the back of Jake's neck and pressing their faces together. Jake felt the arousal radiating from Marco and eagerly followed his lead. Marco broke their kiss briefly, looking into Jake's eyes. "Fuck, you're hot," he gasped before sliding his legs from beneath Jake's and guiding them both down to lie out fully along the couch. Jake shuddered as their bodies pressed together. He felt the long, wet strands of Marco's black hair fall against his face as their lips met again. Marco's hardness pressed against his own, and Jake pushed his hips upwards, grinding against it, feeling its girth as the two men gasped and groaned with increasing pleasure. Jake took the opportunity for his hands to explore Marco's lean body, sliding them over the toned muscles of his back before gripping the mounds of his ass and pushing their bodies together. Another shiver passed through his body as Marco's dick pressed against him. His own dick twitched and he felt the slickness of his pre-cum beginning to coat his briefs. Marco shifted his body, sliding both of his legs between Jake's, who willingly responded by lifting them and wrapping them around Marco's hips. The move shifted Marco's cock as well, and now it pressed rather insistently below Jake's balls, making it clear what Marco wanted. "Bed?" Jake panted, reluctantly parting their kiss. "Fuck yes," Marco responded, quickly standing from the couch. The flicker of the candlelight was just enough to highlight the rigid member in Marco's briefs. Jake had felt its thickness against him, and the view matched the enticing feeling. He stood as well, taking Marco's hand and leading the way to the bedroom. Out of habit, Jake reached down to switch on the lamp on the bedside drawers. Of course, nothing happened. "We don't need it," Marco said as he walked up behind Jake, pressing himself against Jake's ass as he remained in his bent position. Jake felt the hardness press against him, pushing the fabric and sliding between his cheeks. He moaned and pushed back instinctively. Marco's hand slid down Jake's back until he reached his briefs. In one quick movement, he looped his thumbs into the waistband and tugged them down to his knees, leaving Jake's hole exposed and presented to the visitor. Marco moaned softly as he slid his hands back up Jake's legs, giving his ass cheeks a light slap. A jolt passed through Jake at the hard but not unwelcome contact. He stayed in position, his hands resting on the edge of the bed now, his legs slightly bent, his ass in the air, waiting for the top's next move. After a brief pause, Marco made that next move, sliding his briefs down and pressing his slick cock against Jake's exposed hole. Jake moaned and his body tensed. He always loved the first feeling of a top against him. He braced himself against the bed as Marco ground his thick dick into him, both of them mooning softly at the contact. Jake looked over his shoulder to see Marco's eyes down, locked on the visual of his cock sliding against Jake's smooth hole. "You like that?" Jake asked, pushing back against the top's movements. "Very much," Marco replied, shifting his hips to press his wet head against Jake's hole. Jake smiled back at him. "Not yet," he said, standing and turning, before placing a hand on Marco's firm pec and pushing him gently onto the mattress. "I want to taste you." Marco's dick twitched in response and Jake knelt beside him on the bed, bending down to slide his tongue along the hard length. Jake took a moment to savour the sweet nectar that waited on his slit before sliding his tongue around the foreskin that wrapped Marco's swollen head. Marco grunted in response, and Jake wrapped his lips around the shaft, sliding down slowly until the head nestled into his throat. Marco's body tensed, and Jake worked his throat muscles over the leaking knob. Fuck! A long, drawn-out moan escaped from the top, and Jake looked up to see his eyes closed and his head fall back into the pillow. He had him right where he wanted him. Jake lifted his head slowly, sliding his tongue over the thickness of Marco's dick as he did so. As he reached the top, he squeezed his lips, sliding the foreskin over the head. After flicking his tongue over the shorter man's slit once again, Jake began to bob on the beautiful piece that had fallen into his bed, working the length with his lips and tongue. Before long, Marco was writhing beneath him, moaning and grunting as Jake used all of his skills to pleasure this beautiful man. He alternated between rapid movements and slow slides, opening his throat each time the leaking head went deep. Marco reached out, grasping Jake's firm ass with his hand as Jake continued the oral assault on his thick cock. The top's fingers probed, slowly reaching towards Jake's opening. Marco knew what he wanted, and he wasn't going to let Jake forget it. He found Jake's hole and pressed, the tip of his finger entering him. Jake grunted with Marco's cock in his throat and pressed back against the entry. His hole quickly relaxed, eager for the intrusion. Jake quickly lifted his head, removing Marco from his mouth. Lube, top, draw, he panted before diving back onto the thick, veiny cock that lay in front of him. Jake felt Marco's body shift and heard the drawer open. The snap of the tube of lubricant followed. Within seconds, Marco's fingers returned to Jake's hole. This time, two of them probed, and after Jake huffed out a long breath, they entered easily. Damn, you feel good already. Marco spoke softly, his deep voice thick with arousal. Jake pushed back, taking the fingers deep as he moved up. Marco's cock slapped against his abs as Jake let it fall from his lips. You want it? Jake asked, leaning down to kiss Marco lightly. Since you answered the door, Marco growled. Jake responded by smiling and reaching into the drawer and retrieving a condom. As he returned to his straddling position, he saw a flash of disappointment pass across Marco's face before he worked to hide it. Jake thought for a moment. Prep? He asked. Yep, Marco responded quickly, the smile on his face now more genuine. Promise? Jake grinned as he squeezed lube into his palm. And tested 2 weeks ago. Marco ran a finger down Jake's long torso. That was good enough for Jake, who shifted his position on the bed, sliding a leg on either side of Marco's body as he circled his fingers around the visitor's girth. He stroked the length, coating it in preparation. You ready for this hole? Jake asked, slowly moving himself into position. He felt the slick cock slide between his cheeks before it brushed against his hole. A shiver ran through his body, both in pleasure and anticipation. So ready. Can't you feel it? Oh, I can feel it. And I want to feel it all. Jake locked eyes with Marco, and as the words slipped from his lips, he pushed back, feeling the swollen head open his hole. He gasped as it entered, feeling the familiar but long-anticipated stretch of his entrance. Marco's body tensed and his eyes screwed shut. He pushed slightly before holding himself back. Jake slid a little further down the length, taking his time to adjust to the girth of this well-hung top. He breathed deeply, preparing himself for what he knew was about to be an intense ride. Feeling Marco's cock slide inside him, he let his head fall back, enjoying the feeling of being stretched wide. He felt his guest's hands roaming his body, sliding over his smooth torso, occasionally flicking his hardened nipples. As he bottomed out, taking the last inch of Marco, those hands moved to his hips, holding him in place as they both sighed, his entry complete. Fuck, it's so thick, Shake said softly, looking down at Marco again, who responded with a grin. You like it? Very much. Can I? Marco shifted slightly, pulsing his cock inside Jake. Please do. Jake lifted himself slightly, giving Marco the space he needed to begin thrusting inside him. He started slowly at first, almost withdrawing fully before sliding back into Jake's hole. Each entry opened Jake a little more, each movement was a little easier to take. With one sharp movement, Marco thrust deep again, holding on to Jake's hips as he buried himself. Both men let out a groan as their hips met, before Jake bent down and assaulted Marco's mouth with his tongue. He could tell the surprised top knew what he was doing, and Jake's move was met with equal passion, and as another intense make-out between them started, Marco picked up the pace of his thrusting, the new angle providing him the space to thrust deep and hard into Jake. Very quickly, the room filled with the sounds of skin slapping on skin and the moans of the two men. The angle also meant that each of the thrusts pushed Marco's considerable girth over Jake's prostate. And the combination of the kissing and the hard fucking was sending waves of pleasure over Jake's body. His own hard cock was pressed between their bodies, sliding against Marco's abs with the slickness of his pre-cum. Marco had Jake fully open now, the top wrapping his arms around him to hold the bottom in place as he drove his thick cock deep. Jake braced himself as he took every deep thrust that was given to him. Their tongues continued to battle as Marco pounded Jake's hole, their moans mixing together as their bodies pressed against each other. Fuck, you feel good. Marco panted and slowed his pace, sweat beginning to form on his forehead. Use it then, Jake moaned in reply. Take it. Marco grunted and shoved himself deep inside Jake again. Jake gasped and fell against him, dropping his head beside the tops on the pillow as in the intense pace of his fucking resumed. He felt Marco's arms slowly slide down his body before they gripped his ass cheeks, slapping them lightly before spreading them apart, allowing him to penetrate even deeper. Fuck! The extra depth took Jake's pleather to a new level, and another surge of pre-cum spilled from his rigid cock, still pressed between their hard bodies. Damn, Jake, I think I'm close, Marco grunted, continuing the assault on Jake's hole. Not yet, not yet, Jake pleaded, pushing back to limit the speed of Marco's movements. Taking the hint, the Italian slowed his pace before holding himself deep and still inside Jake and releasing his grip, allowing the host to sit up. Where do you want it? Marco asked as they attempted to catch their breath. Jake took a moment to slow his breathing and his heart rate while he felt the thickness settle inside him. I want to come when you come. Jake squeezed himself on Marco. Yes, sir, please. Marco pushed a little deeper. Can I have it here, though? You want my load all over that body, do you? Jake grinned, grinding slowly against Marco's penetration. A smile and a nod was the only response Marco gave, but it was enough to get Jake on board, especially with how sexy that smile was. Jake moved his body, shifting his feet so he was on his haunches above Marco. He placed one hand on the shoulder of the handsome man that lay beneath him, the other he wrapped around his dick, which by now was almost painfully hard. Marco took the initiative in this new position and began sliding his cock in and out of Jake yet again. He resumed slowly as Jake stroked the length of his own cock. The combination of his pre-cum and the remaining lube on Jake's hand had his cut cock slick in no time, his fingers sliding effortlessly over his stiff length. The attention had an instant effect, and a tingle of his impending orgasm rippled through his body. His hole tightened in reflex, and Marco responded by increasing the pace of his thrusting again. Both men moaned as their bodies worked together. Each time Marco slid deep inside Jake, his length slid over his prostate and pushed him closer to climax. Marco's eyes were now screwed shut, and Jake could tell he was holding himself back. Jake jerked himself more quickly, eager to time his orgasm with the release this new top was desperate to give to him. "Fuck me deep, Marco. Make me come." Jake grunted the words, feeling the stirring of his orgasm in his balls as they bounced against Marco's thrusting abs. "You ready to give me that load?" Marco's timed his words with his movements, accentuating them with a deep penetration. "Fuck yes. Come with me, Marco." Jake jerked his dick hard and fast, knowing he was about to be bred by this Mediterranean stud. A long, drawn-out grunt escaped Marco as he slammed his cock deep. Jake felt a pulse inside him at the same time as he felt his own climax hit. His cock throbbed in his hand as Marco gripped his hip, forcing his cock as deep as he could as he let out a low, animal groan and released himself inside Jake's open hole. Jake felt Marco's body stiffen against him as his own legs tensed, his hand a blur as he surged over his own climax, his dick pulsing as he pumped shot after shot of cum over Mark's lean, sweaty body, and Marco's cock pumped his load inside him. As the last of Jake's seed dribbled over his slowing fingers, Marco panted and relaxed his body into the mattress. Jake released himself and flopped his own body down onto Marco, feeling the stickiness of his load between them. "Wow, that was hot." Marco's breath tickled Jake's ear. "Mm-hmm." Jake's ability to respond was limited. For a moment, both of the men lay against each other, panting and spent after their intense climaxes. Neither of them felt the desire or the need to move. They lay still, feeling the slow breathing of their satisfaction. It wasn't until the lights flickered back on and the sound of the dryer resumed that either of them shifted. "Want to finish the pizza?" Jake asked, sliding his body off Marco's, feeling his wilting cock fall from his hole as he did so. "Maybe I should shower first." Marco grinned before sliding off the bed, his taut body glistening with a mixture of sweat and cum. Jake admired the view, pushing aside any regret he had about stealing a pizza from one of his neighbours. Thanks for listening to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. That was a story that my Patreon patrons at the highest level got to read the draft of first and give me feedback on. If you'd like to give feedback on future stories, then jump onto patreon.com/Liam Williams and you can get some exclusive access there. Thanks for supporting the podcast and thanks for listening. I'm looking forward to sharing many more stories with you in 2026.